From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Under the heading of, at the beginning of the season, we didn't see this coming. Holy mackerel. The Green Bay Packers get a win last night. They knock off Seattle. They are now headed to San Francisco for an NFC Championship game. 5:40 kickoff out there at Levi's Stadium coming up this coming Sunday. We will have extended coverage again for you all week long out at the game. Radio Joe Zenzola, our own Mike Clemens, both going to be there as well. So we got a lot coming up from Santa Clara, California. We got a lot coming up here in our own backyard. Good morning and welcome to the Bill Michaels Show on this fine Monday. It snowed last night. I got to admit, I was euphoric. When you talk about a Packers win that way, I wasn't nervous at all last night. I know some people were biting their nails about down to the end of this thing. And as a matter of fact, by the time we got over to Hinterland, there was one Seattle Seahawk fan in there that was just obnoxious. So, when Jimmy Graham got the first down and the place went crazy, they let it be known that he was the target of their happiness and joy. And I thought that was going to turn into a fight, but nevertheless, it did not. Everybody ended up remaining happy. They shared a few beverages together, and all was right with the world. The Packers go on to get a win. And then, now we're here to talk about it. Now, do you really get a chance to revel in it, to bask in it, to enjoy it, to understand it? I'm right now kind of thinking to myself, just take it easy. Just enjoy this. And it's not because I'm saying they're going to lose next week. That's not what I'm saying. But this is house money. This is house money. This is all about just enjoying what it is the season has been. And another thing here. This is also about understanding your hopes and dreams versus the reality. The reality is they got a really tough road to hoe. They really do. That is a very, and I started this morning when I got up, and I even did it a little bit when I got in here. They start, you look at that 49ers team, they're a very physical team. They're a very physical team. They got a tremendous defense. Their defense is now back and healthy. They got a very physical team, and they run the football. Packers got a big, steep mountain to climb. However, the Packers, offensively speaking, seemed to put it together last night. On one hand, what a night for Devontae Adams. Oh, and look, we have been as critical as anybody in the amount of targets specifically to Devontae Adams. But last night, it was warranted. The guy was just on last night. You watch some of his route running. The guy was just on last night. It was just impressive to witness. He was as solid as I've ever seen. And that 40-yard pitch and catch in which Aaron Rodgers overthrows him a little bit, takes his momentum one way, he gets then the cutback, and then has the wherewithal to see and kind of navigate through the safety coming down, crashing down to help, and to be able to kind of break his ankles in a couple of moves. It was just like, wow. Wow. He's emerging as that might have been Devontae Adams' real coming out party. I mean, he's had moments in time in which he's performed well. But that might have been the coming out party for Devontae Adams to say, I have arrived. I want to be considered one of the top five in the league. And last night might have gone a long way in establishing that. That was impressive last night. Devontae Adams last night on the field ended up with 11 targets, 8 catches, 160 yards. The longest being that 40-yard touchdown, pitch and catch. Aaron Rodgers last night didn't have this giant body of work. He was 16 of 27, 243 yards, but a couple of touchdowns, no picks, sacked only 2 times. He escaped pressure most of the time. Got rid of the ball when he needed to. He threw to Jimmy Graham four times. Jimmy Graham with three catches last night. Three catches, 49 yards, obviously the last one being the biggest. He had a 27-yarder that was a long one. Geronimo Allison goes one for one last night. Little increment right there. Picks up a first down, little increment right there to establishing himself in that trust with Aaron Rodgers. Jamal Williams catches one out of the backfield. Marquez Valdes-Scantling comes in last night. One catch, one target, got it. Aaron Jones a couple of targets. Sternberger a couple of targets. Kumrow last night with a target. So they went after everybody. You know, spread the ball around. As opposed to the six receivers that Russell Wilson went to and Lockett, Hollister, Metcalf, Homer out of the backfield, Wilson and Turner. So, I mean, Tyler Lockett was the main guy. That was the guy that you were concentrating on. Nine catches, 136 yards, did get into the end zone once. But for the most part, Packers defensively did their job. I thought they'd give up a few more points, but I said 27-24 was my final. Said it ended up 28-23. So I'm pretty close. That's kind of what I thought. I thought it'd be a close game, but I thought ultimately the Packers would come out victorious. Now you start to look ahead to next weekend, and you're thinking, what do they got to do? Well, one, if you watch that game that San Francisco had against Minnesota, they ran a lot of really, really, really well-drawn-up motion. Garoppolo wasn't spectacular. Not at all. As a matter of fact, he had a pick. Looked pretty ugly, too. But they run the ball. Coleman and Mostert, oh my God. They just run the football extremely well. Even Breida got into the action. But Coleman runs the ball extremely. They do a lot of misdirection, a lot of stuff where it's going to look like it's going one way and it's going to go another. They put a lot of guys in motion and they drag you out of coverage or drag you out of your gap reads with motion. Where Kittle goes, so does the motion go, and so does the coverage go. And he can leave gaps, whether it's with a linebacker or a safety or even a corner. They do a lot of that, and they do it masterfully. Masterfully. So, you know, obviously, you know, Kirk Cousins throws the pick to Richard Sherman. They capitalized, and San Francisco kind of went on. But Kirk Cousins wasn't a terrible game for him. 21 of 29, 172 yards, had a touchdown, but he also had the pick. The 41-yarder, he threw it, pitch and catch, to Stephon Diggs down the sideline. They fought for it. Stephon Diggs comes down with it, goes into the end zone. Kyle Rudolph targeted three times, only got two catches. I thought that was kind of a travesty. That guy can catch the football. And they only went to him three times. But Dalvin Cook, only nine carries. They got down and they felt they needed to put the ball in Kirk Cousins' hands. And he just wasn't ready to do that. And I don't think the Packers abandoned the run the way the Vikings abandoned the run. So anyway, big game coming up. And it wasn't like the Vikings were way out of this contest, remember. It was only 17-10 in the third quarter. It wasn't until it got to 24-10 that all of a sudden they just kind of abandoned things. But by that point in time, they had already kind of abandoned the run. They already kind of said, you know, we're not going to run Dalvin Cook. And that offensive line wasn't getting many holes. And as a matter of fact, they were giving up a ton of pressures. Bose is just, he's a man among boys. He just is. Holy mackerel. Bosa, Mosley, just Armstead, Buckner, those guys, they just had it going on. Had it going on. So Packers got a tough task at hand, but what a night last night. What a game. What an atmosphere. That was probably the best crowd. The best crowd I've seen at Lambeau Field in a while. In a long time. That even goes back to maybe that ice game against New York when... was the last game played at Lambeau Field, or played as a Packer, for that matter, by Brett Favre. And I thought that game was going to be loud. And obviously, because of the cold, I think it ended up being more of a subdued game. That was more of a survival game. Last night was loud. Was a loud, loud, loud crowd getting into it football game. Packers playing all the right music, stars on the sidelines, Lil Wayne getting everybody juiced up. I mean, it was a star-studded affair last night. It was pretty cool. pretty cool to be a part of. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. We got phone calls to get to. We're looking for your reaction. Last night, the Green Bay Packers get a win. They knock off the Seattle Seahawks. They now advance with a 28-23 victory over the Seahawks. They now go to Santa Clara, California, where they're going to take on the 49ers at Levi's Stadium. Cannot wait. And we got your coverage all week long right here on The Bill Michaels Show. We got more right after this.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I thought he made some clutch throws. I mean, especially, I think a good indication of really good quarterback play is look at the third down. It was one of the best performances we've had all year on third down. We were 9 of 13, or I think it was. And just clutch throws and his ability to stand in there. He took a shot on that last play on the shallow cross to Jimmy. And, you know, I thought he did an outstanding job.
Those are the words of the head coach, Matt LaFleur. Packers get a win, and they knock off the Seattle Seahawks. Now we are on to San Francisco. Really, Santa Clara, taking on the 49ers. Packers looking to avenge an earlier season loss in which they hung tough for a little while, and then they got dump trucked. 855-830-8648. So, is today the day in which you are simply basking in the glow and playing with house money, or is today the day that you change your focus from what was to what will be? You know, and I got to admit, I haven't had much sleep. I woke up this morning, and my first thought was, you know, I can't wait to get in and get on the air and do the show today, and I'm looking forward to it. I really was. But I thought, okay, what do I do? How do I start this? Because if you start in going, here's all the issues, here's the way you got to beat San Francisco, and then we rehash it all, which is great because that's what we do. But in the reality, it is a daunting task. The Packers open up as underdogs. San Francisco's looked really good. But then again, nobody saw the Tennessee Titans doing what they did. You know what I mean? Nobody saw Minnesota going into New Orleans and getting a win there. Nobody saw that. So it has been a postseason in which we've seen some of the improbable become probable. So, can the Packers go in and go, yeah, of course they can. You know, I'm not saying it's impossible. That's not it. I'm not even saying it's improbable. I think there's a good likelihood that they can go in and get a win. But for them to get a win, they have to play an almost perfect game. However, when you now look back at the season from where they were a year ago, at this point in time hiring Matt LaFleur, to where they are now, you think to yourself, wow. By the way, there was a tidbit in yesterday's press notes. And I knew the Packers had been healthy. I didn't realize how healthy. The Packers had 28 players this year appear in all 16 games. That's the most in the NFL this year. The Packers, the number one healthiest team in the NFL. For Green Bay, that tied the top mark posted by the team over the past 20 years. 20 years. They've been that healthy. One time in 2000 and another time in 2014, sound familiar, when they were that healthy. But in the past 20 years, that's how healthy this team is this season. Which is why, on one hand, you want to go, boy, playing with house money, this is great. Matt LaFleur in his first season, getting his first postseason taste, heading to an NFC Championship game, yada, yada, yada. On the other hand, you're like, this doesn't happen. What do I always say? How are you going to win a championship? Got to be good. Right? Got to be lucky. Got a little bit of that. Got to be hot. Got to be healthy. Right? This team's got all, they check all the boxes. I mean, other than the flu running through the team, but they're checking all the boxes right now. So, on one hand, you're like, playing with house money. On the other hand, you're like, why the hell not? 855-830-864. Let's go to Jim listening to us on Long Island. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Doing okay.
A very happy fan here in New York, and I'm ecstatic with yesterday. And not a bad little display about quarterbacking from a guy who's ranked, what, number 8 or 11 out of 12 quarterbacks? Not too bad a job, especially
right
on those third downs. It's all about the fantasy football people. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Aaron Rodgers gets the job done. when he needs to, he will get it done. I have all the confidence in the world going forward. He has another chance at the San Francisco 49ers. He got a little embarrassed the first time around. That's what, kind of how he takes it. I assume he's going to have the revenge factor. So I was ecstatic yesterday. Loved what Aaron did. You know, all the namesayers around the league all saying he's, you know, not the same Aaron Rodgers. It looked like he was the same Aaron Rodgers yesterday. He had that look in his eye. He wants the game. When he wants it, he gets it. So, again, ecstatic. One last thing, Bill. I couldn't be reminiscent about your show. You got your great Rush, Neil Peart from Rush.
Yeah.
I heard it a whole bunch of times, and I was thinking of you a few times about that and all. So, just great, great, great man. So, it's a great song, great thing. So, nothing but positive stuff. So,
appreciate
let's go
it.
Pack.
Yeah.
Great, great thing. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for listening to us on the radio.com app in Long Island, New York. That was one of the things over the weekend. We get off the air on Friday, and we find out Neil Peart passed away. Neil Peart, the longtime drummer, one of the premier drummers, many consider to be the best ever, of the band Rush. And their signature song is called Limelight. And that's been the theme song to this program since, God, even going back before I came to Wisconsin, probably 1997 is when I started using it, years and years and years ago for many different reasons. But it was funny because over the weekend, both the NFL Network, well, I shouldn't say both, the NFL Network, CBS, NBC, and even yesterday with Fox, they all used that music as some intro and outro music to the segments going to and coming from the in-game broadcast. And every time, it was really cool. It made me feel good, but every time the music came on, I got a tweet or a text or something from somebody saying, hey, Bill, they're playing your music. And I would very kindly say thank you, and it's not mine. The guy that put it all together is now now playing drums for God. But it was pretty cool over the weekend to kind of take a listen to that a lot. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Ken listening to us in West Bend. Ken, how you doing today, buddy? What's up?
Billy, outstanding. That's how I'm doing today.
Awesome.
Horvy and I were two guys way back in the beginning of the year, and I refer to them because we were two guys that kind of envisioned some of the things that are happening or that potentially could happen based upon some of the moves that the Packers had made early on in the offseason. With that being said, what about that coaching staff? And how about some of those new wrinkles that LaFleur threw in the first half?
Right.
It was impressive. That looked like the Rodgers of 2010, 2011, the way he was dropping dimes. And to have Jimmy Graham step up and make the plays that you're paying him to make was fabulous, because you got to have a little more than just 17. And there was a lot of looks to 17, but 17 was running some good routes yesterday. Adams did a great job, you know, mixing in the run. The Packers actually masterfully in the game plan, they went to pass first and run second, kind of like what McCarthy used to do with Rodgers. You know, it was more, we're going to pass the ball before we're going to run it. But, you know, with that being said, what a great job by these guys to prepare their team, this team that is so unified. It's just an incredible team that they put together and the way they're going about taking care of their business. Now, the San Francisco game coming up, you know, in order to beat that front line with that tremendous pass rush, you're going to have to get rid of this ball quick. You know, they crowd the line of scrimmage a lot. They tempt you to try and do things and take you out of your game. But let's not forget, they've been, I think they averaged giving up after they beat the Packers over 30 plus points on defense. They've got a lot of holes, and it's time for this Packers team to step up and really show the league that they are that good. And they're going to have an opportunity to do that. With all that, you know, being said, I mean, it's going to be an exciting week leading up to this game. It's too bad that it's got to be the late game again.
Right.
But,
I don't mind that at all. I really don't.
And in terms of, you know, going back to the house money thing, like I mentioned last night, they have no pressure on them. In my opinion, this team has no pressure. It gives them all the advantages that San Francisco doesn't have. San Francisco is expected to win this game. Not only are they expected to win this game, many people, in fact, 95% of the country ain't even going to give the Packers a chance to win this game playing in Santa Clara. So you go in there and you game plan to be relaxed. You let the pressure stay on them. And do what you do best, and don't get away from that. And that means you run the ball when those opportunities present themselves, and you got 12 running the show, and you let 12 do his thing And 81 and 83, those guys need to get on track. And going to that 31 formation with that three tight end set that they did a lot yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I want to see more of that because you've got some good tight ends there with Tanyan and with Lewis. And I think that this offense has a few more wrinkles they're going to throw out next week and in the Super Bowl. And I do see the Packers winning this game by four or more in San Francisco. And call me crazy, but I just like the way that they operate. And the way that this coaching staff handles this team, mm-hmm. it was impressive, in my opinion.
Appreciate the phone call, Ken. There's a reason why, if you look at the Green Bay Packers, and you think to yourself, how can they beat a team that, quite frankly, late in that ball game whooped their ass the last time? How can they come back now and beat that team? And there is a way, okay? All is not lost, my friends. There is a way. But it might be a little easier than you think, albeit probably more complex. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about when we come back. Hang in there. Stay tuned. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. I was in Quick Trip today. I got to say hi to another Ken. Ken from Quick Trip over here in Hales Corners. I walked in, and first thing he did was say, I was waiting for you to come in today. And I said, why is that? And he said, because I thought Rodgers had a great game. I said, Ken, he had a really good game. I don't know if great is out of the great games that I've seen Aaron Rodgers play. I don't know if this is great. But he was dropping some dimes yesterday. He looked really, really good. I will 100% agree with you. It was a big game. He says, are they going? And I said, to San Francisco? He said, no, to the Super Bowl. And I said, I don't know, but enjoy San Francisco. And then he's kind of like giving me the, come on, you know. So anyway, long story short is they remember your name. The more you go in, the more you use your Quick Rewards card, the better the people. It's a great experience. It's hometown owned. It's a great, great place. If you haven't been there yet, by all means, do it and use your Quick Rewards card. If you don't have one, go get one and get signed up for it. That's our friends at Quick Trip, longtime sponsor of the program. Thanks to them. And they will also be a part of our Super Bowl 54 Radio Row broadcast live from the Schneider Super Studios down in Miami. And I can't wait to get there. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Third down and eight. Pass to Adams. What a throw and catch! What a play! What a time for it!
What a pitch and catch! Wow! What a day yesterday if you were a Green Bay Packer fan. What a day. 855-830-8648. That was Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on Fox. Now, let me ask you this, and I don't want to get too deep into this. What was the problem with Troy Aikman yesterday? I was seeing people just tweet about it on and on. I mean, I watched very little of it. I have not had a chance to go back and watch the actual broadcast of it. We're in the press box, and we get a chance to look up and see the TVs, but we don't get the commentary. I saw all the memes of, you know, Troy Aikman tearing up when Jimmy Johnson was told that he's being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which I thought was an incredible moment. I actually watched that online. But I don't understand the angst for Buck and Aikman yesterday. I just didn't know what they were saying. I'm trying to get people to say, tell me what they said. And then somebody would say something, I would say, well, that's right. So, but it's the way they said it. I just think that there's a bias there. And maybe people think that there's a bias, you know, for the way they do the broadcast. I don't know. But yesterday, that seemed to become part of the narrative of the game. 855-830-8648, The Bill Michaels Show, live. New sponsor on board. Live from our buddy at Team Hochberg, our Team Hochberg Studios. My guy David Hochberg and his whole team, you can visit them at 56david.com. I'll tell you more about them coming up. They do mortgages, refis, and I'm telling you, it is no BS and great freaking people. So I'll tell you more about them coming up later on in the program. But we are proud to be now the Bill Michaels Show live from the Team Hochberg Studios. And visit them at 56david.com. That is 56david.com. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Real quick, this one's from Matt. Matt writes, I've taken joy in this Green Bay Packers victory. I think their health is impeccable. I think they've done a masterful job changing Chris Gizzy over to the fitness coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. Well, he's considered strength and conditioning. I don't necessarily think that they say fitness, but I get where you're coming from. He has changed the core values. Ha ha. Core, get it? The core values of this team, and I think it's been fantastic. We have not seen hamstrings, abdominal muscles. We have not seen things like pulled hamstrings and guys not recovering or tendons or any other ligament damage. It has been a good year for the Green Bay Packers. I think everything needs to stay the same. However, I just don't think that they have the player personnel to match up with what San Francisco has to offer. San Francisco has strength at key points. Not only do they have it on the ends, but they have it up the middle. They have strong safety play. They've got veterans back there that are tenacious and nasty, like Richard Sherman, who says he's not done yet. They got a good offense. They've got a good offensive line and an even better run game. And Garoppolo just has to be a good game manager, and they can win this game going away. I hate to say it, but I'd have to pick the San Francisco 49ers 27-17 over the Packers at this point. The Packers just haven't shown enough consistency for me to feel any more confident. Please, Pack, please shock my world. There you go. Appreciate it. So that coming out, throwing out compliments. Bouquets to everyone. Then after that, right into the tank. But I get it. I understand where you're at. 855-830-8648. That is on the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can find us on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can also find us on the radio.com app, which is a great way to hang in there with us. Radio.com, fantastic way to hang in there with us. And also you can find us on the Bill Michaels website. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com. There's a Facebook fan page, simply Bill Michaels Sports. All kinds of good stuff out there. Let's go back to it. KJ's in West Dallas. We'll get to him coming up. Aaron Rodgers walking up the field last night, though. He said this was special.
Well, it's the last home game of the year, and we have such a special relationship with our fans. Guys who've been other places understand how special it is here. It's just a different connection. We don't have an owner. We have thousands of people who have a piece of paper that's a stock certificate. But people feel like they're invested in what we're doing. And they stuck with us through a couple rough years. So to walk off the field, being a two seed, where, I mean, let's be honest, I don't know that even our fans felt supremely confident in us, which I know that a lot of the media didn't as well. But to be able to walk off that field again victorious, there's no feeling like it. I stopped myself in the second quarter tonight and was looking around when there was a TV timeout and they were waving the flags, and I just couldn't. It was just a special moment, just seeing just the whole stadium waving those white towels, and just I just think I was really in that moment just grateful for the opportunity and loving what I do. I mean, there's nothing like having the ball in your hands and a clutch situation and knowing you got 78,998 or whatever it was today, most of them, you know, cheering you on.
So what a day it was. What did he say about the media, Joe? I barely caught that. He just think that we were all picking against them?
Pessimistic about the Packers and their chances of trying to go on a run.
Oh, I thought they'd win this game. I didn't think it'd be like by a lot. Obviously, I picked almost what the score was.
No, but I think collectively over the last few weeks, trying to believe in this team and trying to establish an identity and this whole winning ugly thing. A lot of people in the media, including me to an extent, have been skeptical about this team, about whether or not they're actually legit and can actually do this. Well, they've won six straight. They haven't looked back since that first loss against San Francisco. So they proved us wrong. They proved me wrong.
I've never thought that they would. The Monday night game, I thought, was their litmus test. I really did. Coming out of the San Francisco game, I didn't doubt their schedule after that. I looked at the Packers and thought, you know what? They can do this. They can reel off a bunch of games. I thought we discussed it. I said 12-4, 13-3, the way things were shaping up after they got beat by San Francisco, and that's pretty much the way it ended. And so I thought, okay, they can do this. So I wasn't pessimistic about that, so to speak. What I was pessimistic about is the ability to get deeper into the postseason. And then when things panned out, I don't want to be kind of a jerk here, but I thought they would beat the Giants going into New York, and they did. I thought the Redskins seemed like a train wreck coming into Lambeau Field, and they got them. The Bears made me a little nervous, but I thought, you know what? Trubisky's just not playing real well. They've got a lot of offensive problems. The Bears defense was getting frustrated. I thought they're going to get that game. Going into Minnesota, I thought, that might be a loss. They're going to have to play their A game. And damn if they didn't. Kudos to them. And I said, look, that's the litmus test. Because earlier in the season, we said, boy, if they beat the Bears, that's huge. Get off to a great start. And they did. Boy, if you come home and you beat the Vikings, a team that's vying for the top spot in the NFC North, blah, blah, blah. And they did. That's great. Well, if you go on the road without Devontae Adams and you knock off the Cowboys, holy man. And they did. Come back home, you get a couple of wins, play a perfect game against the Raiders. And then you're like, boy, you go into Kansas City, I don't care, even if they don't have Patrick Mahomes. Boy, oh boy, because Kansas City, remember, was coming off of a victory in which Patrick Mahomes got hurt. And then they still ended up beating Denver on the road before coming back home and facing the Packers. And you thought, this is going to be tough. It's tough to win at Arrowhead. It just is. And they went down there, and 31-24, they got the win. But I felt confident about the Chargers game. I thought, they're going to go out there, and that's fine. And they just got beat up. They just didn't. They looked lethargic. They looked like they were tripping over themselves. They were trying to get together. They just couldn't get it together. And so they lost that game. And I thought, man, they're going to come back home. They're going to get a win. They'll take care of the Panthers, no problem. And they did. And then come the 49ers. And I thought, you know what? The 49ers are playing pretty well. But the 49ers had not played a whole lot of teams of impressive stature. It wasn't until they went into L.A. and knocked off the Rams, and I went, okay, this team might be for real. And then I saw them lose in overtime to Seattle, and I saw Garoppolo choke a little bit. And I thought, well, okay, maybe. But the Packers made mistakes. Remember, I was listening. Gary Ellerson and I were coming back last night, and we were listening on NFL Network. And they said, they're going through the statistics, and look at this. The Packers outgained them. The Packers had more plays than they did, had time of possession, and they just couldn't beat them. Well, remember, they fumbled on their own, like, two-yard line. And San Francisco took it in. Drive was done. It was like a play later. Boom, touchdown. So they put up points, but they put up points in because of Packers' mistakes somewhat quickly. So, and then that game got blown open, and it was a no-look back. But after that, I thought, well, Packers are going to win. They're going to go on a run. And damned if they didn't. You know, damned if they didn't. So kudos to them for getting the win. And now in the postseason, they get the win over the Seahawks. Had it been New Orleans coming off of a victory, coming to Lambeau Field, I might have chose different. And it might be different. But the chips fell where they may. Again, got to be good. You got to be lucky. You got to get hot. You got to be healthy. Check all the boxes, man. Check all the boxes. Now the 49ers come a-calling. 855-830-8648. Aaron Rodgers said, the feeling after that final first down to Jimmy Graham, here it is.
Yeah, it's a special feeling. That's kind of what we talked about in the huddle before the last drive. These are the moments that you work for and you think about in the offseason, the chance to put a game away. And like I've said, you know, most of the year, as you guys have talked about, the aesthetics of our wins, it doesn't have to be pretty. But what we've done is closed out games the right way. And our defense, you know, although they gave up a few scoring drives in the second half, big stop. And then, we put together a drive to close the game out. That was very special. And it's a good feeling.
Good feeling. Aaron Rodgers also talks about the personal performance last night.
I mean, winning is always satisfying. But there are moments in a season that rank higher than others. And this, obviously, is one of those moments where, you know, based on the way their offense was moving the ball, I knew I was going to have to make some plays tonight and felt good about the preparation and the performance. I felt really locked in from Wednesday on and practiced well and felt really good today all day. Just felt like there was going to be one of these type of performances tonight.
And then there's Devontae Adams, who had a big, big game, obviously. Aaron Rodgers talks about that performance and a couple of touchdown passes.
Devontae ran a great route in the slot there. I think the leverage looked like the defender may have jumped inside at the snap. And he, you know, just got a great release, got off the ball, and I'm trying to put in a good spot for him. You know, he was on one tonight. You know, he was really crisp with his route running. Just one of those special nights. He made a number of, very heady plays. That was one of them, you know, because that wasn't exactly the check that was that we were looking for. It was better. It was better than the check. And, you know, tonight reminds me of the connection that Jordy and I had for so many years, where there were some unspoken things that we could do without even, you know, communicating.
anything about it. And Devontae made three or four plays like that tonight. So that was pretty pretty fun. And then the second one, I just tried to hold it as long as I could. At the snap, I was really thinking Devontae pre-snap. At the snap, Diggs, you know, went to his right and kind of doubled. So I knew we had one-on-ones in the backside. Pretty happy for Jimmy, you know, to have a couple really big impact plays for us. You know, all his catches, I believe, were on third down, all conversions. You know, he's a great friend, a great teammate, and I'm really happy that he made those plays.
That's a pretty heavy comment to say I've got that Jordy connection with him. That's a heavy, heavy comment, man. Aaron Rodgers also says, look, the 49ers, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, we got to play a lot better, obviously. They're a great football team, have a great front. Obviously, get after the passer and don't need to rush a lot of guys to do that. Excellent pass rush, really good on the back end, smart. They play the time clock of the pass rush really well. Obviously, their offense has a number of studs. You know, Jimmy's had a really nice season, and got a bunch of backs who've had really good years. A rookie receiver is a very good player. Obviously, picking up Emmanuel was a nice pickup, and then, you know, you got the tight end. So one of those games where we know every possession is going to be really important, and it's going to be loud. But, you know, this is where it gets really fun. There's only four teams left, and we're one of them, and we've got a legitimate chance.
Got a legitimate chance. Hey, we're going to head to Super Bowl 54, and hopefully you are along for the ride, because we are going to be sitting down there interviewing the biggest and the best and the most knowledgeable and stars, and it's going to be an absolute blast thanks to our friends at Levine Dental. Go to Levine Dental in Brown Deer. Doc Paul, as I call him, premier resource for a comprehensive range of family and cosmetic dental services. And believe me when I say, your smile is in the very best of hands. Go to LevineDental.com, L-E-V-I-N-E, Levine Dental. I'm calling my buddy Mike Mack actually this week. I've got all my taxes done and everything. He takes care of everything, makes sure I'm all good. He's just a guy that I feel really good giving my taxes to, because he's kind of my protector, the tax attorney. And if you have issues, that's the reason to go to Mike Mack. Go to MikeMack.com. That's MikeMack.com. And he uses little-known federal laws and Wisconsin laws and stuff. They wipe out some of the tax problems for good people, man. You work hard, you might as well go ahead and find somebody that's going to work hard for you. Go to MikeMack.com. That is MikeMack.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Still terribly disappointed, because we should still be playing. I mean, we're an inch a week ago, a couple weeks ago, and we're an inch on that one right there too, you know, one way or the other, and that's how close it is sometimes. And so we have to make those inches become yards on our side and do better in a lot of ways.
Those are the words of Pete Carroll after the game. It's about damn time. It's about damn time. Look, I'm all for fair play. I'm all for saying don't let it come down to an official's call. Okay, you know me. All right. I'm all for fail Marys and saying, you know what, shouldn't have come down to that. The Packers in 2014 shouldn't have come down to that. Shouldn't have come down to a last play, overtime, Bostic, Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, Morgan Burnett, Micah Hyde. I can go through the whole litany of things. I'm all about that. But sometimes, you know, you're on the wrong end of a call, and you know better, right? Right? So you think to yourself, the God's got to give you one at some point, right? Well, not only was the line on TV incorrect, but the replay showed that the ball actually hit about where it was marked, which technically, because the line was about a half yard forward, the ball technically was right there about at the line. So when you give the measurement, you look at it and you say, okay, you know, maybe first down or maybe not first down. But it was very close. It wasn't unbelievably easy, indisputable video evidence that it came up short of being a first down. The VAR judge marked it where he saw it, and then they brought it back a little bit in comparison with the video. But still, if you go by Andrew Brandt did a great job, because he retweeted that right away. that the line, the yellow line that they have, or the orange line or whatever it is, on TV was actually placed forward of the first down marker by about a yard to a half yard. So that was the correct spot, and the outcome was, barring indisputable evidence, the correct call. And so I understand you're a Seattle fan. You're pissed off. Okay, you feel you got hosed. But you know what? When they said, oh, we're not going to call it a fumble, there was no clear recovery. You're so full of crap. Because the video, which popped up no more than 2 minutes on Twitter later, clearly shows a Packer getting up after with the football is wrapped in his arms and handing it to the official. And the official waving his arms and giving it to the next official and then downing the ball where he had it. So that was, my friends, as we all say in the vernacular of a bar with adults talking sports, a steaming pant load of an explanation. So Pete Carroll, you got hosed, but deal with it because the Packers got hosed early in that ballgame, so everything came out in the wash. And karma is what it is. Got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. Hang in there. I'm fired up today. More of the Bill Michaels Show after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.